Hi, I'm with Mark Wheeldon from SET National Hire. What prompted you to develop your own course, first of all?
Initially, it was more of a commercial decision, as much as anything else. The problem that we were finding in our specific industry is that all health and safety training was very much deemed to be the same, and it was a stereotypical sort of cobweb guy with the big glasses and the anorak, boring people to death for a few hours, and if you manage to put up with the pain for enough time, you get a certificate at the end of it.
Sure.
Therefore, within our specific industry, there was very little appetite for health and safety training in general.
Yeah.
However, if you can talk to individuals in the industry about their things that they do on a day-to-day basis, what actually affects them, the problems that they have, as I said before, every single day, then you are at least going to grab their attention. The second part which really grabbed it for us is to say, well, it's great running health and safety training courses, but who knows what qualification or what level of standard is being taught to, and where their people are giving up their time, their trouble, and their organisations are being very much very similar, then why should they not be rewarded for that? Why should they not take something away from that? And so hence, there was sort of a two-pronged attack play from the commercial side, but also from the training experience side, where we said, actually, wouldn't it be great if we could, yes, deliver an IELTS course, but have that tailored very specifically for our industry.
Yeah, which is automotive.
It is, yeah, automotive retail.
Sure. And what were the commercial benefits for your business to get the accreditation from IELTS?
When we first looked at doing all this, we were all chartered, or we were corporate members at the time. One of our guys is a fellow. So there was a natural fit with IELTS initially. We did have a consideration of approaching other organisations, but because we worked so closely with IOSH, we spend all our time promoting IOSH through our corporate and now chartered status, that again was such a natural fit to work with IOSH that it would seem somewhat remiss to go anywhere else, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, sure. And what was the approval process like for others who were probably in that?
The approval process is not too onerous. I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy, because anything that's worth anything in this world isn't easy. There is work that has to be done. You are in many respects starting with a blank piece of paper this time. You're not given a course and saying, right, here you go and deliver that. You have to have a look at the syllabus, see what's out there, then think of the industry, see which fits, which doesn't fit, in terms of what isn't on the syllabus you then need to include in the syllabus. So there's a lot of work associated with that. But in saying that, the thing which I found quite enlightening and I guess proves I'm a bit of a blithering idiot in many respects, is I have this concept that IOSH is this huge organisation, and it is, but it's actually a people organisation. And the thing I found really quite pleasing about the whole experience is I've just got to deal with people. And as soon as you're dealing with a person, and the people we dealt with have been fantastic all the way through this, that although there is a lot of hard work to do, I've never felt like any of the work we've done has been wasted.
Sure. And what are the memories like for your first IELTS course that you were put on?
Nerve-wracking. I think mainly because you're not so representing yourself. Yes, you've got the box standing there, which you have whenever you're in a training course or you do something like this, to be honest with you, that, people are going to listen to what you're going to say, you've got to hold attention, you can't let people go to sleep, you've got to be slightly entertaining, you've got to get the technical aspect of it right, and so on and so on. This time you've then got the added pressure of, they've got to pass this, hopefully, and if everybody fails, it's probably, or it is indeed, more of a reflection on you than the delegates in the room. But there's also the concept that you are there representing IOSH. And although that, we take great solace in that and I'm very proud of that, if you make a mistake, it's almost like IOSH are making a mistake. So you've got that added burden as well. However, again, at the end of it all, and once you get through that first one and you come to grips with the sort of the marking structures, the overall ways in which the administration is sorted out, actually, it's a relatively straightforward thing from there on in.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, have a good day today, Mark, and thanks for your time, mate.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.